BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling A Roman and a Funeral.
Jesus went to a synagogue to teach. In the crowd, there was a man with a crippled hand. Some of the religious leaders saw this as their opportunity to catch Jesus breaking God's law. The law said a person wasn't to work on the Sabbath, and they considered it work when Jesus healed someone. So they asked him, "Is it legal to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he turned to the man with the crippled hand. "Get up and stand here." So the man got up and stood before them all. Jesus then said to his accusers, "I have a question for you. Is it legal to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? Is it better to save life or destroy it?" They didn't answer. If you had a sheep who fell into a pit on the Sabbath, you wouldn't hesitate to pull him out. People are better than sheep. Therefore, I'll answer your question. Yes, it's absolutely legal to do good on the Sabbath. He then turned to the crippled man. "Stretch out your hand." The man stretched out his hand, and when he did, it was healed and as strong as the other one. This infuriated the religious rulers, and they immediately started discussing how they could kill Jesus. A Roman officer lived in Capernaum. He was a good man and did wonderful things for the people of Israel. One day, his servant got sick and was about to die. The officer asked some of the Jewish leaders if they would go and talk to Jesus on his behalf. He said, "Beg him to come heal my servant." They went to Jesus and said, "He's a good man and loves our nation. He has even built a synagogue for us." Jesus agreed to go with them to the man's house. As they got near, the Roman officer sent friends to Jesus with this message. "Please, I'm not worthy to have you come into my house. I understand authority. When I say things, others have to obey. So I know that if you say the word, my servant will be healed." Jesus was amazed and said, "I haven't seen this kind of faith in all of Israel." The friends of the man went back to his house and found that the servant was healed. Jesus took his disciples to another town, and a large crowd followed them. As they approached the gates, they saw a funeral procession. It was for a young man who was the only son of a woman who had also lost her husband. Jesus saw the desperate situation and went to her, "Don't cry." He then walked over to the open coffin and put his hand on it. Immediately the pallbearers stopped. Jesus said, "Young man, listen to me. Get up." The man opened his eyes and then sat up. He looked around and asked what was happening. Jesus helped him down and took him to his mother. The crowd was stunned and then afraid. And finally they started to praise God. The news of this went throughout all of Israel and into surrounding countries.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.